Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Micah Solomon is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Micah is the president of Oasis Disc Manufacturing. He is a leader in his industry, started his company from scratch, from the back of a number 10 paper sack, probably on his kitchen table, like many of you did, and built it into becoming an industry leader. He's more recently, he's been focusing a lot on how do we take care of customers, and he's the co-author of Exceptional Service, Exceptional Profit, and he's our friend, Micah Solomon. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. And that's almost an accurate description. I started the company in the leaky basement of my starter home I don't know if anyone else has had this experience, but back when I was in college, back when there were actually 7 banks, I got 7 offers for credit cards because they still thought I was promising based on my grades, I guess.
Yeah.
And this is a true story. I accepted all 7. Now, I want to preface this with, I'm not recommending this to listeners, but I accepted all 7, and I didn't do anything with them. I wasn't, high-flying, spending anything. I just kept them all basically in my back pocket, and then one day when it was time to start my own business, I basically maxed them all out the same week. And
you started using them to capitalize your business.
That was the capital.
Yeah, now, and listen, what year was that, by the way?
That was about 1991, before the credit card industry's buddies had lobbied Congress to basically screw you to the wall if you default on your credit card.
Well,
let's use that caveat for your listeners.
But the thing, though, the reason I'm glad you said that is because your story is a legend. I mean, I know lots and lots of people who have the same story, and I know some other people like you who are leaders in their industry who started with credit card debt, and that kind of potential, that access to capital that you had, is not there for startups right now today like it was.
Yeah, that is alarming.
And so, well, think about it. I mean, the credit card industry has its own problems. The banking industry has its own problems. And so, anyway, I guess what I was getting at is this is an example of where a lot of people want to start businesses right now. I mean, imagine this. All right, you wanted to be a business owner. Nothing was going to prevent you from doing it.
Right.
But how much of a leg up? How much of a kickstart did having that access to capital give you?
No, could you have
pulled off what you did without that?
No, I don't think people need as much capital as they think, but you need something.
You got to have something, exactly. So you built this industry. I wanted to you built this company that became a leader in the industry. Now you make DVDs and what we used to call CDs.
We still call them that.
Do we still call them that? Do people still use those? Anyway,
absolutely.
I'm just teasing. So, but what is the future? What's the future of that kind of media?
Go back to the present. The Wall Street Journal says that 80% of the income in the music industry still comes from a large percentage of the income in the music industry comes from touring and such, but 80% of the income in the music industry that comes from sales of music still comes from physical media. So let's get that out there right now.
And I have to tell you, I'm a little longer in the tooth than maybe a lot of people who buy music these days. But that's how I buy my music.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, the reason the CD has survived against all odds is because Well, first of all, it's a very it's a high fidelity format. It's higher fidelity than other things that are out there. And it's always been forward compatible, in spite of all the efforts from the industry to do stupid things like put copy protection on it.
Right.
Those things all failed.
Right.
So you can always keep your CD as a backup, and every time there's some new MP3 scheme or whatever, you can keep your CD and re-rip it, which means recopy it to the new format. So it's a perfect backup. It's always been the only thing this the industry could do to kill it would be to raise the price on it and put some kind of copy protection on it. And they seem to have figured that out.
Right. Well, the one of the things that we've learned in this in the new age, in the new era, seems to me, Micah, is that the more you protect something, like you know, like when you sell somebody something, the more you protect it, the more the more it doesn't seem to work. And now, not that you shouldn't protect your copyright, and people shouldn't be selling your stealing your stuff, and you know there are things that people should not be doing. But basically, in the new age, there's a new we all have new ways of looking at our property, the in what we own, our assets these days, don't we?
Exactly,
because of the ability for people to replicate them. What about the DVD industry? What's where's that going?
That I think is a harder call. I mean, the concern with DVDs would be the same as the way you think about VHS, right? Because there's certain ones that you want to keep and there's certain ones that you don't. Like I actually, you know, don't tell everyone because it sounds a little nerdy, but I actually have two complete copies of the Sopranos DVDs. I mean, two, not just one, but two. But a lot of other stuff you don't want to keep, right? Now, a lot of the DVDs that we make are not like big feature films.
Right.
They are other things. They are like Jim Blasingame wants to get across, not just in audio, but also visually, how to advocate for small business.
Right.
And it's a great way to get across your brand for anyone from teachers to golf instructors.
But you don't make Blu-ray.
Oh yeah, we do make
you make Blu-ray too.
At this point, absolutely.
Which one's is Blu-ray the future?
Oh yeah, the other one folded up. So Blu-ray is the way to go now.
So DVD is the past and Blu-ray is the future.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. Yeah, Blu-ray is the future. Right now, the problem is, though, if you're a small-time operator and you need to make regular DVD instead of Blu-ray because if you only made Blu-ray, only a certain percentage of the market
there still hasn't. It still hasn't
yeah, but
proliferated.
It's beautiful. Do you have a player yet?
Not yet.
It's just beautiful.
Hold on to that thought. Okay. Micah Solomon and I, we'll come back. We're going to talk about exceptional service in his business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.